Okay, Thursday night or L'chov Dalet Teves, Bar Halochen, Chavis Haldodos. We learned two nights ago about the chiyuv to wash b'mayim before tefillah. Stam yadayim, the phrase would be, it's psulos l'tefillah. You have to wash, I don't know if people are makbid, you have to wash your hands before, maybe you don't have to be makbid on a kos, you know, netilos yadayim, but you certainly have to wash your hands before tefillah. So we said, so the Mishnah, the Bir Halacha comes out l'maskana that it's a diyun because of the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, but he comes out l'maskana like this. Let's say you actually wash for bread. You mamish make an atilah shadoyim with a bracha, and you wash your hands, and you were careful. You ate the meal, or maybe you're going to daven in the middle of the meal, and your hands are not meluchluch, and you weren't mesiach das. Because if any of those things happen, then there's not even a chiddush. So you were not misiach das, and your hands are not meluchluch. So the question is, does the netila of the achila, there's an actual chiyuv to wash your hands for davening. So the Bir Halacha's maskana is that the netila of achila does not help you for davening, and you have to wash your hands again, even if they're not meluchluch. Alfal pi shein yad elohem shum lichluch is the lashon of the Ramah. Here it's even more than any of the Shem Meluchluch. You did Natilas Yadayim, so, and you made a bracha over it, but still you have to wash. The Halachas Maskon is you have to wash for the tefillah if you're getting up to daven at the middle of the meal or at the end of the meal. Lo Mishaneh. Okay, Chavis Halavis, Shara Avos Hashem, we're starting Perek Gimel, and he says, Omar Avalhecha Derech Lavos Hashem Yisburman V'Yisader. How do you acquire Avos Hashem? Noma b'tshuva al zeh ki hadorush hazeh, this requirement lo yusag l'dorusho kiyem li'achar hagdomos merubos. It's not an easy thing. Maybe you could practice, you could say I love Hashem and you work on it, or when you say kriyashma you try to instill ava, but the real peak of the madrega to really be kona it, the way we talked about in Perek Beis, that you're ready to, all other avos are botel, k'neged avos Hashem, need hagdomos merubos, and you know, the sefer is like a ladder, and shahar avos Hashem is the last one. And in the Rambam and Hilchos Tshuva also, avos Hashem is at the peak. So he says you have to work on hagdomos merubos, v'chashe yiskaimu hagdomos, when you develop those prefaces, those hagdomos, then you'll be able to truly feel, we're talking about not paying lip service, or not maybe a flash of love like for 5 seconds, but to develop a standing Avos Hashem, so that you can do, if you have these proper hagdomas. But if you just want to rush into this, and it's the top rung on the ladder, ain't lo derech eleha. It really is, it's not, either it'll be lip service, or you won't really be kind of it, or it'll just be words, or whatever. And then he goes on to say what those hakdomas are, and he really goes through much of the Sefer Chavis HaLovas. It's sort of like he says, well, yeah, Shara Yichud, and Shara Habchina, and Shara Yich, and then Shara Vodas HaLokim, and then Shara Bitochen. Now he doesn't really say that, but in effect he will now proceed to delineate the hakdomos, the prefaces that you need, and then you'll be able to develop a strong Avos Hashem. And then he basically does go through like the sefer, the idea in the sefer.